Tell me about your team first, who you are and where you're from and what you do.
Okay. Yeah, so the team is composed of, there's three software developers on the team. Ottavio Good, he is the author of the augmented reality translation app for the iPhone. That's what he's most known for. He's one of the team members. Luke Alonzo is another team member, and he works at a startup. He's a co-founder of a startup called App Cabana here in San Francisco. I work at Lockheed Martin, worked on a number of different things, including satellite software there.
So how did you find out about this challenge, and what exactly did you have to do for DARPA?
Well, we found out about it just reading through some of the popular news sources around here. It's actually Hacker News is how it was discovered. Ottavio saw the article that the challenge was going on and just kind of shouted out to some of his developer friends and said, does anybody want to do this? And we kind of all, the three of us, band together and decided it was a good opportunity. What DARPA proposed is they had shredded a bunch of documents and they scanned the shreds, and that's sort of the input as a challenge, and they challenged people to reassemble them into the original documents.
Now, our Jared Serbu covered this story and wrote that to win, teams had to piece together the pieces of five shredded documents of increasing difficulty and answer questions DARPA posed about the coded messages written on them. The final puzzle was made up of more than 6,000 individual paper shards. Now, I would imagine what most of the people that you competed against did was sat down and tried to put it together like a jigsaw puzzle, but when you got 6,000 pieces of a shredded up document, that doesn't strike me as the most efficient way to try to solve this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So they found that the first few puzzles, which were a few hundred pieces, the first one was, I think, maybe 400 pieces, something like that. The first two puzzles, I believe, were solved by hand. The first people to finish assembling them had done them by hand. But, as these documents are shredded into more pieces, as there's more pieces to deal with, it gets more difficult to do it in a manual manner. And you really need the software to help out.
One of the things that I wondered about is, were you getting pieces of one shredded document at a time? And your solution to apply a custom-coded computer algorithm deal, would that apply equally if I took, say, two sheets of paper, shredded them at the same time? Theoretically, you might have two pieces, one that fits into either document. Would that still work?
Yeah, well, you bring up a good point. This is a little bit of a toy problem that they've created, because they have isolated the pieces where typically you'd have a bin full of multiple documents. For the last two puzzles, though, it was a multi-page document. So you sort of have the same problem that you do have to somehow differentiate which page the shred goes to. So we were sort of posed with that aspect of the problem. But it is still, a pretty kind of dumbed-down version of the real problem, which would be a whole entire bin full of, 50, 100 shredded pages, and you have to sift through all of those.
I guess if you're piecing together documents, though, you start with one and work your way up to a full bin full at some point.
Right.
Is that the next step? Is this something that you're going to try to continue to work on? Or since the challenge is done, are you done too?
Well, we don't have any plans to, as of now, to do anything beyond this. DARPA's stated goal in this was to assess the feasibility of a warfighter coming upon shredded documents, and they wanted to see if it was kind of feasible to assemble them in a time frame that made sense from a warfighter's perspective. And so, from that perspective, they're kind of getting an insight into what the realm of the possible. We have, who knows what the future holds, but we have no plans to really take this anywhere else.
One last question, Keith. From the time that you learned about this challenge till you came up with the answer and presented it to DARPA, how long was that?
It's 30 days.
So you did it within a month?
Yeah.
I have a couple of sheets at home that I will send out to you and see if you can put them back together, if you don't mind.
All right, please do.
I'm just kidding. Keith Walker, I appreciate you being on with me this afternoon. Congratulations to you and your team members.